Hello, everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome back.
Back again.
Hope your day is going well. I hope that you woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, whatever that's supposed to mean.
I think that's a Southern term, Judy. I swear, bushy-tail is like a squirrel.
Okay, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I hope it was a good day. And if it wasn't a good day, you can always turn it around.
Once again, has anybody already noticed that Judy is starting to talk like a sex line talker worker?
Sex line talker worker?
Dude, I'm going to write this down in my little...
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm going to put, write my notes right now. I'm going to put John Travis sex talk Christmas as a note.
Okay. 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 I don't even know what that means.
It means when we called a sex line at a... I'll tell it later.
I called a sex line.
What?
Yeah.
Judy, this is not what we were supposed to be talking about. What is going on?
I don't know. We were probably...
Where are we right now?
We were probably 11 years old and we prank called. We somehow got through. I don't know if we got... I don't think we got in trouble. I'm probably not on the phone long enough to get charged anything, but yeah, we called.
Wait, did you call from your mom's house?
Yeah, we called from the landline.
Mom's house?
My mom and stepdad.
Dude, did your mom not tell you from the get-go and day one that calling sex lines off of TV
is ultra expensive.
Dude, it's like $5 a minute.
I know. We weren't even on it a minute, and it was, we finally connected. We got on and connected with a woman, and I was like, dude, how did we even, like, bypass this? Because I remember you had to, like, enter a lot of things.
It was how old were you? How old?
11, maybe 12.
Dude, what is 11th grade?
11th grade? Or
11 years old.
I don't know. 5th grade?
It's like 4, yeah.
5th grade?
A little baby.
Yeah, well, dude, you had, I was running those streets.
Judy had penis on her mind.
No. It just was something funny to do, so we called. And
yeah, that's
remember
what
the,
I do.
The late, it was a slumber party. People were over. It was a whole thing. And this woman answers, and she's talking to me. The only thing I remember is us laughing. Like, we tried to change our voices, but we're 11-year-old girls, so it didn't really work. And then we just were laughing, and she's like, are you going to talk to me?
Or you got
just
a girl.
Yeah, it was a girl. We got her on the phone.
You guys did some Leslie stuff.
We didn't do Leslie stuff. It
Dude,
was like, hello.
It sounds like it. It sounds like a Judy. 11 years old calling women on the phone to do, like, sex voice sounds a little
just
less
to see what
lesbian
they're saying.
To me.
To see what they're saying.
Okay, and then what did the lady say to you?
Well, she just was like, come on, big boy, are you going to talk to me or are you going to still watch cartoons? And we just laughed and laughed. And she was like, grow up. She's like, call me when you turn 18, and hung up on us. And that was it. And I was
really?
Yeah, it was like really
quick.
Dude,
they used to advertise that shit like on the TV.
Yeah.
Then they stopped doing that.
When Mad TV and Jerry Springer, dude, Jerry Springer would be so fucking canceled right now. He would be so canceled.
And that's what the problem is right now, is that, like, cancel culture, big Jerry Springer is like, it's a no-no. And it's like, dude,
yeah,
Jerry Springer is a staple in my life.
Staple.
A fucking staple.
Right. He always had very interesting guests. A lot of them were like, bottom of the barrel? Is that like a bad thing?
Oh, dude. I mean, no, like, there's some legends. There's some legends on
gutter people there.
No, dude. There's legends on Jerry Springer.
For sure. But Mari.
No, don't for sure. Me say there is legends.
Okay,
do it.
There are legends.
You're welcome, people.
Remember Jenny Jones?
Who?
Jenny Jones was a talk show host.
Dude, she was the blondie, right?
The blondie.
The blondie cakes.
She was a cutie pie.
No. No. Jenny
Ricky
Jones.
Ricky Lake.
Oh, Ricky Lake was the fat one that went skinny.
So rude.
That's the whole fucking thing. They pushed that so hard on me. They were like, watch Ricky Lake lose your weight. It was like this whole fucking slogan. Do you remember it? I remember it.
Yes.
We all remember it.
Then yeah, because there was money behind that. So
they're
only
pushing it. Of course, but they were pushing that on me.
You know, promote the weight loss stuff or the slim fast.
Dude, and by the way, if any of these people are listening, we're not putting you down. Ricky, I'm not putting you down. I have no idea what you currently look like or anything. You were a legend as well.
You think Ricky Lake is listening to your podcast?
I think that the way I see this podcast going, I think there's going to be a lot of people listening.
And they're going to say, Ricky, you need to check out episode blah, blah, blah.
By the way, hold on. Can we get a fucking timeout?
Sure.
Okay. By the way, we're on YouTube. I got a super itch on my foot right now. People are like, what is he doing on the table? No, guys, I'm just itching my fucking sock thing. I think we got a mosquito in here. There's a bloodsucker in here. Sorry. Season 2, episode 9, and Judy and I only do 10 episodes per season. So,
yeah,
guys.
That was some sort of, like, little rule Travis implemented, and I didn't know.
I think
that.
Because you have to set standards.
Oh, really? There are people, and there's other podcasts that just continue. they just go like episode 47, episode 48, 49,
oh yeah,
50.
So I get that, but on the thing, we use a platform called Buzzsprout.
Yes.
And on Buzzsprout, it gives you the option to switch into new seasons.
Okay.
So clearly, we can stay in season one, 1 million. If you want to do that.
So what are you telling? Anyway, why are you telling?
I just wanted seasons. I just wanted seasons.
Are we ending the season? Is this episode 10?
No, this is 9.
Okay, 9. Got it.
It's almost to a close, guys, and that's what you tell the audience is like.
Well, then you better bring that heat. You better give them a banger.
I'm trying. It's 5 minutes and 36 seconds. Is anybody entertained yet?
Not yet. You know, you got a birthday coming up.
Oh, God. I got a birthday. September.
It's a big birthday. What are we doing?
I have no idea. So we want to travel. Judy and I want to travel. And we want to travel somewhere fun and exotic. And somewhere where, Judy, I can just like rub you down with oil, girl.
Oh.
Sprinkle sand on them booty cakes.
Oh.
Sprinkle sand on that fart box. Sorry.
Unbelievable.
I just wanted to push the limits just a little bit right there. But on a serious note, yeah, Judy, I have to do something either.
You don't want to do anything fun. You want to do something romantic.
Well, I think that we can incorporate a little romantic with a little adventure, right? So, for instance, I was thinking this. This is so on the fly, by the way. I don't, people are like, are they fucking discussing their vacation? But I was thinking about this. Maybe Tulum. Okay. But Tulum seems a little like Americanized, if that makes any sense. I know, obviously, it's in Mexico. I'm just saying, like, it just feels like it might be that.
Like a touristy place?
Yeah, really high tourist.
Okay.
Touristic value.
Okay.
So there's that, but it's organic. It's, like, really pretty, and it has a bunch of water.
I hear wonderful things about
Tulum. Dude, my buddy just went to Greece, and he dropped a bag on Greece, a heavy bag. Went all through the Mykonos Islands and everywhere, Santorini, the most beautiful places ever. And I told him, I was like, you know, like, it's beautiful, obviously, but do you see any difference between the view that you were looking at, like, compared to Tulum? And he's like, no! He's like, not really. And he goes, you know, I could have saved an incredible amount of money, but and it's like the same fucking view.
And what was that, a 20-hour flight?
Yeah, and he said the flight was outrageo.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that.
Tough times.
Judy's never been to Florida in her entire life. Dude, and I lived right above it, Judy.
I know. Let's go to Florida then. We could do that for your birthday. That's Americanized.
No, I'm saying we could hit Miami, then Key West, and then go down to the islands. And then I kill you down there. And I come back with a little. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Jesus. You know, that happens. That's so awful.
What?
People go on their honeymoons and it's like the husband gets convicted of murdering the wife.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, she died accidentally in a snorkel drowning thing. And then there's footage of him like pulling her under.
I think that anybody, they say the best way to kill someone, I think, is still burying somebody. Like in the middle of the desert.
Why? They can do what they're doing in Canada to all those indigenous people that they killed in Canada.
How many did they find?
So it's speculation too, because I was originally thought, you know, you read half of the article and the headline and it says, oh, found this, that, and the other. You think they dug them up. They've only dug up a portion. They're using infrared lights to like measure.
But you got to tell people what you're talking about. Real fast, give them like
I just said the dead indigenous children that were murdered in Canada. I said that at the very beginning.
Yeah, but I thought it was like at an orphanage.
It was at a school, so basically
that's a big fact, Judy.
In the 1800s.
Oh, okay. Here we go, guys. See, guys.
Fine.
See?
In the 1800s, Canada was like, oh, we are just going to help these poor savages and teach them writing and acclimate them to our culture as we, you know, burn and slaughter their family members and take over their land, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And they sold them, adopted them out, cut their hair, just totally got rid of their whole indigenous culture, and then killed some of them. But what's interesting is a lot of the survivors or like great-grandchildren of these people who did survive said, you know, they were incinerators and they were burning these
dude, it's insane.
Children, it's like insane. Left and right all the time. Like the in what's it called? Inseminator?
Inseminator? Judy, do you know what an insemination is, right?
When you burn a body?
No.
When you impregnate someone, inseminate?
Like artificial insemination is when you
okay, what's the one where you burn? It's just, you just burn.
Incinerate?
Incinerate. Okay. Very close word. I'm sorry. I haven't used that word in a while.
Incinerate? Did I say that right now? Now I'm questioning myself, and this is unfiltered, so someone can be like, incinerate, you fucking idiot.
I know. Some.
Hold on. Define incinerate. Okay, and it says destroy something, especially waste material, by burning. Yeah, I was right. Burning. Yeah, okay. Girl.
Incinerator. That's what I was trying to say.
Wait a minute. Incinerator?
I swear. Anyway, so in Canada, what they're doing is they are using infrared lights above the ground and basically measuring like bone density or carbon, whatever comes off
to find bodies.
To find bodies.
Nuts.
So it's an estimated 2,000 more bodies have been found, but they haven't dug them up. It could be less. It could be more.
But still, when you're estimating 2,000, you said?
Bro.
Dude, come on,
and,
guys.
And it's like the second or third lot of land that they have found dead children too.
That's crazy, crazy.
Children. It's awful.
Brutal. Okay.
I'm glad we talked about that.
So where are we right now on our conversation? We're 11 minutes in.
God, dude, you're such a time Nazi.
But what do you... Dude, I'd like to keep us on track.
On track?
I mean, don't most people like to listen to like a 45 minute podcast?
No, I listen to 2 hour podcasts.
No way.
Yes, Travis.
Really?
And you, if you're busy, then you press pause. And if you're interested, you'll go back to it later. No one's going to be interested in this conversation.
Damn.
Well.
Okay, well, hit him. Hit him with some heat.
China's flooding.
Big time.
Big time.
Dude, I showed on my Instagram today, this guy literally has water overflowing his windshield, everything. Yeah. Nuts.
Could you imagine being in that car? Terrifying. Water is just coming down. China received a year's worth of rain in 3 days. Heavy downpour. And then you know what happened?
Death?
The dams broke.
Oh, well, there it goes. And when the dams break,
the water is just rushing through everything.
There's an old saying in the South, Judy, and it says, when the levee breaks.
Got it.
And dude, if I had a little bit of a twang to me and I came up to you and said, how you doing? I think that you would be more turned on than if I came up with my regular voice. If I had a twang.
No, I like your deep voice.
All right.
But you are from the South.
Dude, most people always say, "Where's your accent from, Travis? Where are you from? And then they say they hear some kind of European accent in there.
Oh, I think I've only heard that once.
Well, you're not me.
Well, okay. I'm with you a lot.
So what else, babe?
Well, I was thinking you talking about being from the South. I had to defend Travis for being from the South. This past weekend, just recently.
What was it? Yesterday? Two days ago.
2 days ago, when we went to the Christina Aguilera concert. We went with some old coworker friends of mine and a big group.
Shout out to Christina Aguilera. She's probably listening too.
She is, absolutely.
Shout out to Christy. I'm going to call you Christy.
Great.
Yeah, but so she killed it though.
She did. So we went with a group of people and everyone met there. And there was quite a few people I did not know. And we all, you know, took up 2-3 rows and kind of stuck together. But I didn't know most of these people. And this woman is there, and I don't even know what or who she's describing, but she's talking about someone and how uncouth and sloppy and heavy set and just really just unappealing aspects of a person.
Right.
And then she says.
I remember hearing that stuff too, Judy.
Right. And then she goes, you know, they're from the South.
No, something like very Southern.
No, they're from the South.
Oh, they're from the South. Yeah.
They're from the South. And it just kind of rocked me.
You know why, guys? Because I'm from the South and it hit me right in the chest.
I know.
Took my breath away.
We're sitting right behind her in, you know, stadium seating. And so she's below us. We're right above her and we're all talking. And, you know, I wide-eyed Travis and he's like, whatever. And I was like, lady, I should pop you in the mouth for saying
what?
That. Because if you had,
oh my god, I didn't know you were gonna pull out that 909 on him.
I wanted to. I really was like
that San Bernardino, that 909.
And let me tell you why. Okay. Because if you had if you had replaced they're from the South with her shitty ass little tone with they're a Jew or they're black, it would be someone would pop her in the mouth, and so. This lady was like 60 years old.
Okay.
So I probably wasn't going to pop her in the mouth.
Yeah, well, good.
So I just ate it. I was like, ugh, she she doesn't realize she just put her foot in her mouth and embarrassed herself. Because, you know, her friend who invited her, who knows me, knows you're from the South. I know he was probably cringing, like, oh, Jesus, lady. Like, why would you say, what are you saying, doing?
Right.
So, anyway, 20 minutes later, we're talking to other people, blah, blah, blah. And Travis knocks over a sparkling.
It was like a sparkling water.
Yeah, or White Claw or something. Knocks something over and, you know, it runs down to the seat in front of you, underneath on the ground, though, and obviously gets her feet or her purse or something. And what did she do? She turned around and looked at you?
Yeah, she gave me a wide eye.
Yeah, and
she
then
gave me that old looky look. You know what I'm talking about. People know that looky look.
And Travis goes,
that look that just kind of says, like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you stupid mother effer?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right, and Travis goes, oh, I'm so sorry. And I said, oh, did you, you know, what happened? Or did you kick her table? Whatever. What happened? And someone else looks over and we're all looking and she's like, oh, it's just, yeah, he did. He spilt and it's under here. No, it's fine. Da da da. And I see my opportunity and I grab it.
You did grab it.
I did grab
it. But you didn't pop her.
I didn't pop her. I just said, oh, he's from the South. Like, what do you expect? Of course he knocked over his shit and got it all over you. He's uncouth and awful and lazy and gross from the South. That's what I said to her. And what did she say, Trav?
She didn't say anything.
Of course she didn't. And she didn't turn around. She didn't look at us.
Well, and I thought, and you know, at that moment when you did do that, I thought that was a little extra.
You did. I know. You did think it was extra.
Well,
you,
I mean,
had
it's just,
wished,
I just,
you had wished
no.
that I had said nothing.
No, no.
Yes.
No. I'm just saying, listen, babe, I'm being dead serious.
All I'm saying is,
I appreciate the protection. I do appreciate the protection. I appreciate the stand-up. Everyone needs a stand-up woman in this corner, and I am
blessed. What did you say to me? You said, wow, or something like that to me.
No!
Like,
no!
Like, he mouthed it when she turned around and, you know, chewed her hair, like, oh, I'm embarrassed
wow.
now.
Like, if you're watching the YouTube right now, it's, wow. No, I didn't do that.
A little bit.
I think it was... Ow, it was, ow, like, oh. That was hot, ow.
And I was like, let me get one more drink in me. I'll pull this lady's hair. I just, like,
fuck.
Grab, just grab her and pull it down. What'd you say about my man?
Stupid bitch.
He is from the South.
He is from the South.
No, I don't know. It just was itch.
Hayokin.
It's
name
just
that,
so
name that video game.
Hiya.
No, Hayokin.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now? Dude, you're not even a gamer.
I know.
How did you do that?
Psychic.
Oh, my God.
God, what else? Okay, so Christina Aguilera was eventful. You know, she did not mention.
Should we call her Boob Aguilera? Because she came out all booby.
She had lots of cleavage.
Tons of. Christina, if you're listening or not, Chrissy, that was a lot of boob.
Her name is not Chrissy, dude. Her name is Christina, or Xtina is what she likes to be called.
What the fuck? By the way, when everyone was like, that's Xtina, Xtina, I was like, what does that mean? What is Xtina? Is it like short
Chris,
for
Chris? Chris. X. Christina.
Oh.
Xtina.
Oh, is that the marketing campaign they came up with?
No, it's just I knew a Christina in high school, and every once in a while she would do Stina or Xtina.
Xtina? Dude, no one is that cool to put Xtina. I think that's kind of dumb.
But it's also
sorry.
Her
sorry, Chrissy.
Her Instagram handle is Xtina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Christina came out there and
did not mention hashtag Free Britney.
Hold on, can I say this one thing about Chrissy? Is that she came out there and killed it.
She
Her
did.
Voice is ridiculous.
She sounded like she was 18 again.
Oh, I mean, just a phenomenal job. It sounds literally just like the radio.
Do you think she smokes cigarettes and yells?
Probs.
No,
you
no.
Think she, you don't think,
no,
no? Okay, you think she's smoking some blunts?
No, I think
you wanna get dirty smoking these blunts and you heard me. I mean, she's in there.
No, she is
popping that thing, smoking blunts and dirty. Yeah, yeah, dude. You know
how
she is?
I think that she's hitting it from a bong with lots of percolators that's getting out all the bad stuff so it doesn't hurt her
Christina
throat.
Christina rolls it deep. She's in the
you
fucking...
Know, do you know that Celine Dion?
Celine Dion?
Celine Dion?
Celine.
Celine.
Dion.
The queen known as Celine Dion?
Yes.
Went over a month without speaking and she had just a chalkboard around
her. Dude, you
her
tell this like it's
necklace.
A... Isn't that an urban myth?
No. I watch... You can... Pull it up right now
no.
and play it for everybody. You can find these. She was being interviewed. They were like, she's getting ready for her biggest tour. It's like the beginning of her Vegas tour that she
did.
Oh,
really?
Remember, she did a residency in Vegas like 10 years.
And she made stupid bank.
Stupid bank. But it is still odd to me that.
Who's better, Christina's voice or Christie's? I mean, Chrissy's or Celine?
Her name is fucking Christina, dude. Her name is not Chrissy. When you say Chrissy, I think of Chrissy Teigen, and Chrissy Teigen is having a really hard time.
That bitch can't
say. So don't say Chrissy.
All right.
I'm on a first name, nickname
can I say
basis.
Xtina?
Sure.
Okay. Who's better, Xtina or Celine?
It sounded like you said Salon.
I did say Salon. I fucked that up, and then I didn't think you were going to catch me, and you did. You just called it out. Celine!
No,
Celine,
you know what? They're Judy, all. They can belt. Mariah Carey, her, Barbara Streisand. Aretha Franklin. Just can belt.
Okay.
I don't know who's better. They're all in the same. I have no idea. Depends on what vibe of music you like, but they can all belt. They can all get super high.
I would probably say Celine is one of the best out there.
Absolutely.
That's still alive.
For sure. Right. For sure. And also, she is the least scandalous, right? Mariah Carey.
Let's attack their morality and their image.
I know no one said anything about morality.
I know I did, though.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know either.
Okay. Back into this. I just wanted to say you were talking about one thing that Christina didn't do. And look, Christina, you don't have to do this, but we put a bet on it, and the bet was, is Christina Aguilera going to mention anything about Free Britney or, like, shout out to my Mickey Mouse Club member, a girl that...
Because she sure as hell tweeted about it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And we're like, she's got to do this. It's a big platform. There's 40,000 people in Los Angeles that have connections of connections, and, you know, maybe she can make a little bit of a difference. And I was like, here comes her.
Yeah. Nothing. Nada. Not a peep.
Damn.
Not a peep.
But she's not obligated to, and she doesn't have any reason to. And maybe her PR team was like, dude, don't mention it.
And I also think everything gets twisted anyway. And you're also in this day and age, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right.
Because if she had done it, what would it be? Oh, clout chaser, does Christina need Britney to stay relevant? Like, no, give me that. That concert was sold out, and she did two nights in a row.
Yeah, but I think I would have thrown it out there, like, hey, just by the way, because she did like the "You're Beautiful" and da 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 da, whatever that song is, and then
what she ended on her.
Yeah, and it's
tour.
Like "You're Beautiful," and it's all about, like, you know, stand up and be powerful, blah blah blah. That's a great moment. She could have ended and been like, you know, I just want to send a prayer out to Britney. I know that maybe blah 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 blah. You know,
I know. Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda in this hell.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't.
But did not, and a lot of people now are speculating: is she one of the people Britney Spears was referencing, pretending to have her back on Instagram? I know. We definitely know it's about Jamie Lynn Spears, her little sister.
Ugh.
But
Come on, Jamie Lynn. Be a better person.
Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera are also suspects because they've reached out. But they've been awfully quiet this whole time.
JT?
The whole 13 years.
JT?
And apparently this is crazy.
Uh-oh.
One of the guys from Duran Duran writes music, writes songs, and so does Justin Timberlake. And they wrote a song together in the 2000s, maybe, 2009, 2010?
Okay, sure.
And the entire song is about Britney Spears. They admitted to this in, like, a Rolling Stones article or something.
Okay.
And it is Britney Spears, in the music video, a girl, quote-unquote party girl. It shows her collapse, basically, and they put her in an institution, and they're giving her pills, and then she's in the bathtub, and she takes her own life. It's like, it's so dark, and you look back in hindsight, and it's like, she was going through all of that, and then you made a music video, and like a top song that went, you know, top while she's institutionalized, about a girl getting institutionalized, and then you do an interview and say, yeah, it's about Britney Spears. Like, Justin Timberlake sucks.
Jeez, Justin.
Sucks. And I don't care. The Cry Me a River, as much as like that's such a great song and we all love it. He used her to get famous. It's gross. He's gross.
Yeah, dude. That song went hard. So, I mean, look.
But did it go hard because of him, or did it go hard because of the controversy because everyone was
obsessed with
Britney?
But it was also banger. Like, Timberland put a killer beat together.
Yeah, and Timbaland.
Timberland put a banger beat together, and Justin's got great vocals, and then the drama mixed with it, and the production of it. And I remember back then, I'm willing to put my hand on the Bible on this. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I did this where I like was like, that video is going to be dropping at 6 p.m. on MTV. And like being at the TV at 5:50, right. Like, oh, here we go, here we go, here we go. And it was like, head off. I was like, oh, God, he's killing. Was that pretty in the flip picture when the picture frame hit the wall? Well, who was
when
that?
When he kicks it.
Why is Justin floating through the living room?
He's so cool.
Oh, he's hooking up with
us. Oh, what a dig. Dig to Britney. Well, I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen. A lot of people are very hopeful that the new lawyer that she was granted to have, finally, a lawyer that's not hired by her father, who's controlling and stealing from her, that things are going to move really quickly. You know, since getting the lawyer just this week, she has her driver's license.
Huge. She's fucking insane.
They've got, of course, the paparazzi is starting up again.
Ugh, that's the only bad part. She's going to get ambushed. Brittany.
Because she's been seen, driving all over town.
Britt, you're probably listening to this too. Hey, I just want to say this. Like, we know we met at the McDonald's. That's on a previous podcast. If you haven't heard that, Britt, hit that up. And also, like, dude, you know, you're getting freedom, but it's going to be crazy for a little bit. Just stay cool. Do you. Like, grow your family. Just stay cool. No freakouts. And everything should be fine. They'll finally feed off and they'll die off. You know what I mean? Right, Jude?
Yeah, I guess so. What is your good friend J.C. Chazes?
Dude! J.C., now, you're probably listening to this as well. But, dude, J.C. and I used to work out all the time at the gym. And I told him, this is always awesome. Yeah. Past. Why am I stuttering so much?
I don't know, but you're one degree away from Britney Spears.
Dude, so I've now fist bumped J.C. Chavez. I fucking talked to Britney Spears at McDonald's.
I do think it's Chazé. Oh, I think we're saying his name
wrong. Chazé. Uh-huh. I fucking talked to Britney Spears at McDonald's.
You talked to her, or she looked at you and said, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
She did that voice.
But that means you talked to her.
I mean, that's more talking than you've talked to her. That's probably more talking than anyone listening's talked to her, unless it's Chrissy or
Brittany JT. Herself.
Or JT. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right. Well, this is, okay, so where are we now? Judy, we're at fucking 27 minutes.
Dude,
don't do me.
You're going to make me not want to do podcasts with you. And by the way,
what?
We can't ever stay on topic because you have ADD, you want to get to the next topic. Anything I end up talking about, you're like, you just listen because you're already thinking about the next thing. So How about this? Don't remind me of the time. Just talk about what you want to talk about.
I want to talk about.
Keep us on track.
I want to talk about Jax.
Who?
Jax.
Who's Jax?
All right, I'll tell you about Jax. Jax. I told you. So, okay. There's this guy named Jax, I'm going to tell the story, and I'm going to tell the story in like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, okay?
Is Jax a made-up name, or is this a real person?
Jax is a made-up name.
Oh, okay.
His real name is Dax. Okay. His real name is Dax. His real name is Dax. We're just going to stick with it. Anyway, fuck it.
Okay, great, because I didn't know what you were talking about.
Dude, right, when I said fuck it, it reminded me of Billy in that show. Now you better fuck me.
Oh, my God.
Now you better fuck me, Billy. We can't ruin it for anybody, but if you're laughing right now.
If you've watched Sex Life on Netflix, Billy is the girl.
Now you better fuck me. And if you're laughing right now, you know what's up. If you're not laughing, go watch that. You'll laugh. It's a good one.
Yeah.
And it's also, okay, anyway, we're getting off topic. Oh, damn, I just hit the microphone.
Oh, no. You're a wreck, dude.
You're a wreck.
Okay, anyway, not Billy, Dax.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Dax.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, Dax.
It's 29 minutes.
Babe, you're such a time Nazi. That's what you always say. Every time I mention the time, you always say that. Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry, guys. You guys can fucking hang up if you want to. I don't give a fuck if they want to listen or not.
It's not for the viewer. It's for me.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
So anyways, Dax, let me just build with this character for you. He is he's from Nigeria, I believe. He is very, very, very dark complected. It's just very like a very enriched black color. Very, very dark. And he's about 7'4". I think he weighs, he might weigh like 230 pounds.
So skinny then.
super, seven, dude, like 7'4", ultra skinny.
I'm picturing thin little legs.
Like all you see is kneecaps. So if you ever, have you ever known this guy named Manute Bol? People know out there Manute Bol. Manute Bol was a basketball player. He was super tall. I think he was like 7'6" or something like that. But anyway, he was just like a praying mantis. He was just all arms and legs, right? But he was effective.
It was like me. They called me a praying mantis, and they called me String Bean in 7th and 8th grade.
String Bean is a classic. Yeah. Praying mantis is hilarious. I don't know if it's funnier than when you fucking shape-shifted in high school.
I like shape-shifting.
Do you want to tell them? I was going to write it down. We have a notepad because I have a notepad because the ADD is always out of control, so I was going to put shape-shifter. Shapeshifter.
That was one time, bro.
I'll finish the story, though. I'm going to drink of water.
Oh, God.
Dude, so anyway, so picture Dax, right? He's super skinny, super...
Wait, this is college? Where is this?
This is college. And so when I first got to college, I had to hook up with Dax. Not like hook up. Like what? What? I had to fuck Dax. Dax fucked me.
For initiation? For the scholarship?
In order to get your scholarship, Travis, we got to fuck Dax. Dax, bring Dax out. Here's Dax. No.
You're like, I'm a power bottom.
He's like, I'm power bottom. I'm like, what? No way. I'm a power forward too. He's like, no, I'm a power bottom. You're like, oh. Fuck. I thought you said forward. He's like, no. I said lean forward. I'm a bottom. You're like, wait, this is confusing. Anyway, dude.
Okay, so you did not hook up with Dax?
Did not hook up with Dax.
Jesus.
Didn't hook up with Dax. Okay. Dude, someone could easily splice and edit this shit, and it makes me sound like I smashed. Watch, I smashed Dax. No. And they're just going to take that, and they're just going to chop it, and it's going to be I smashed Dax.
And it's going to be in your college blogs.
Okay, let me finish the story. This story is fucking insane. So anyway, so I get to the freshman. I'm a freshman. I got to link up with Dax. And I'm staying with him, right? And that's only for like a little bit, only for a little bit. And coach is like, yeah, Dax is like, he was a walk on, he's doing this and that, and he's out of here. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, hey, Dax, my name's Trav, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, you know, like very like one-worded individual, not much, not talking too much. Anyway, so I link up with this other guy, and his name is Matt. And Matt is this massive individual. He's like 6'8", 270. Just an old country bumpkin, like just a massive individual. And so I started hanging out with them. And one day when I came home from the dorms, if you open up the dorm and then you take like two or three steps, it's got a pause point. And a pause point is basically where like nothing happens, where you could drop keys, there's like a lamp, or there's like a little shelf or whatever it is. It's a pause point before you enter.
You're such an interior decorator.
It's right before you enter the house, right? And so
it's called a what?
It's called a pause point. So
okay, great.
So anyway, dude, so as I get to the pause point, I just hear like this like rhino going into the closet. It's like, and the dorm room is not that big. It's a jail cell.
Right.
And I look in there and Dax is inside of the closet. And I'm just like, Dax? And he's like, yeah.
With the closet door shut or his
back? Oh,
yeah.
No, completely shut. And I was like, what's up, dude? And he was like, I'm just being cool. I don't really know him. I'm like, what's up, man? You good? And he's like, I'm good. And I was like, okay, cool, cool. I mean, how he's even fitting in the closet, I have no idea. He's a massive individual. He's tall, but he's just super skinny. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I tell Matt, I'm like, dude.
And how long have you known this guy? Like, you just met him? Or?
Yeah, so it's like a week and a half or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So I tell Matt, I'm like, bro, I opened up the door and Dax fucking jumped into the closet. And he's like, no. And I'm like, yeah. And he was in the closet. It was just really weird. He wouldn't come out. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And so he's like, okay, cool. And then like, and again, I was laying there and the beds were like, you know, separated. But I swear Dax was like playing with himself or something like that. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I just roll over. I go to sleep for practice or whatever. And it was a couple of days pass. And Matt's like, I'm going to come scoop you. We're going to go to some frat houses. And, dude, I used to fucking love going to frat houses because those guys partied hard.
For sure.
Dude, they so partied hard.
For sure.
Shout out to all the guys who went to frats. You guys are awesome. There was one house that really loved us. It was called TKE, I think. And they were super cool. And then there was one house that fucking hated us.
Yeah, frat parties are fun. I went to a few in Redlands at the University of Redlands. And then I was invited to a few at USC. And it was very fun.
Yeah,
but also like scary because it's a lot of drunk dudes.
And there's Hunch Punch everywhere. Hunch Punch is like basically like Kool-Aid and fucking straight grain alcohol. Yeah. And they're like, drink this, ladies, it'll make you feel good. And you guys are out. And then they're like, rape, rape, rape. It's awful.
Yeah.
And it's like the worst shit ever.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't want a daughter.
No, you have to travel and party as girls.
And you guys got to protect yourself.
Fours and fives, and you can't fucking...
Dude, we're getting way off subject here.
Yeah, okay, but...
So, anyway, so I tell...
Matt said he's
gonna... No, I start telling Matt. I'm like, Matt, dude, like, this shit is getting crazy. What's going on? He's like, okay, dude. So, he's like, well, I'm going to pick you up. We're going to the bars, and we're going to have a good time and just party hard, and I'm going to show you around. And I'm like, all right, cool. I can't wait. So, I tell Dax. I'm like, Dax, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to be gone for a while, probably, like, you know, 6 or 7 hours. I'll probably be back late night, because we didn't have practice the next morning. And he's like, okay. I was like, all right, cool. And like, that's kind of it, right? So Matt comes over, he knocks on the door. He's like, what's up, dude? How you doing? He talks to Dax for a little bit. I'm like, all right, see you, Dax. And we all leave, right? Well, Matt and I leave, and then Dax is left behind. So we start to walk down. We go out of the dorm rooms. And then when we're outside, we're walking towards the bars, which is my fucking favorite. And I started walking towards the bars and didn't get too far. But I was, he was like, oh, fuck, I forgot my keys. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's go back. And so we started walking back. And then when we got to the dorm room, we looked at each other and we were like, okay, let's go in. Like, super.
To see what he's doing.
Yeah, like, quiet. And then just, like, ambush him. Like, boom! Dude.
So I can only imagine.
Dude, okay, remember
you
how...
You have the wildest roommates in
dude,
all
oh, my
college.
God. So remember how big he is, right? Yeah. And everything, right? So we put the key in. It's like... And then I'm like, okay, ready. And remember, we're big boys too, so we're gonna burst in that bitch like the fucking FBI. And so we go 1, 2, 3, and I turn the key and we push it open and boom, we run in there and all the lights are on. Dax is in only a wife beater.
Oh no! Oh,
he's
no.
In the fetal position in the middle of the floor.
Oh,
dude, our fucking heart stopped. I was like, oh my God. And so we walked up there and I kind of stood over Dax.
With his what? Dick in his hand?
Dude, so he was in the fetal position. So he was obviously playing with his penis or doing something, right? He was like, he's basically jacking off. And when we bursted in there, he jumped into the fetal position real fast. And there he was in the wife beater. It was like, dude, it was like 7.5 feet of just like legs and like asshole. And and like back spine and like ribs. I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? And so I said, Dax, what are you doing? And then it was just completely silent. And then I looked over at Matt to my right. And then we both looked down at Dax. And then he just mumbled. He just goes, just chilling. Just chilling.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, big time.
Oh God.
Dax, just chilling.
Naked on the floor. Why was he jacking off on the floor?
I don't know what's going on anymore. I was like, dude, get me out of this roommate situation.
Maybe he was jacking off on the couch or his bed and he heard you start to come in and try to get up and then realize he couldn't get to the bathroom in enough time.
So that's a possibility. Like, but we did come in there crazy. I think his only option was to pull his legs up to his chest. But seriously, when you walked in right then, it was just like, it was a huge asshole.
So
thing.
Did the
like,
masturbating come, you know, quiet down? Did it?
So
did
at that point, I was like, dude. So I was like, hey, Dax, you know, we had a conversation and it was short lived, but I just said, like, hey, dude, like, I don't have any problem with you masturbating. Like, you can go and do all you want. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but if you're like, just can you do it maybe in the bathroom or when you know for sure I'm going to be gone or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a little.
Yeah, not 20 minutes after you left.
Well, the minute, 20, like 3 minutes. I was gone for 3 minutes, Dax, and you're in a wife beater, naked on the floor, jacking off. And that's uncalled for,
that
Dax.
That means he was like, I'm probably going to have 4 or 5 hours to just masturbate and
oh
hang out.
Oh, my God.
Masturbate and hang out.
So anyway, shout out to Dax. He's probably listening to this too.
Dax. Oh, poor thing. Great. I'm glad you blasted him.
Yeah. He's like, I never did that.
Did he fill out?
I never saw him. Like, he left within like a week and a half. He was gone.
Oh, really? He wasn't. I was going to say.
I barely even knew who he was. He was just he was a passing ship, Judy.
He wasn't on the team.
Right after we had sex.
Oh, geez.
39 minutes and what, 40 minutes even listening to us.
my God.
And right now they're going, and hopefully they're going, and I love it. I want 40 more. I want 40 more.
Not if you keep reminding them how long they've been listening.
Okay, sorry. Jeez. Fuck. Everyone, quiet down. Quiet down. My legs are so sore from working out. Oh, my God.
You've never worked out your legs before. You usually just do your arms and your core.
Someone told me that I had the legs of a 14-year-old. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah, fuck that person.
I thought they said you had an underdeveloped chest.
That's actually my good friend, Jess Pass the Best.
He's just trying to be a shithead.
He has a big chest. How did he get such a big chest?
He's doing those push-ups?
I don't know. And did you tell them tell the good people listening how many push-ups you can do?
I can do 15 girl push-ups.
Which are on your knees.
On my knees, but still a very good form.
I would say so.
Great and form. I can get very low.
Drop it low?
Yeah.
Can you Meg the Stallion it?
No.
Because you don't got those knees.
I know.
Can't do that. Meg's got those knees.
Yeah, my knees make noise. It's weird.
Yeah, dude.
I can't be like, oh, I'm going to drop it low. And like, here are my rusty knees. My rustic knees. Jeez.
What else? You got anything else on the schedule today?
No, well, of course. I have a lot of stuff on the schedule today. I've got a busy day. I've got a busy day tomorrow. I have a friend coming into town tomorrow, so that'll be nice. A group of us girls are getting together.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I got to go somewhere. I can't be here with you guys. Are doing cake and bake stuff.
What is cake and bake?
You know, when you guys cake and bake, it's like girl talk.
Oh.
What are you doing, Jenny? Nothing much, Teresa. What about you, Trish? Judith? My man did this. You know what I mean?
That's what we talk about. You think we talk about men?
No.
You think we talk about
I think you girls talk about relationships, faux show. And you girls love to see it, but some other girls downfall. Did you hear about Kate's vagina?
No, not these girls. These group of women are like spiritually awakened, very nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they're not gossiping. They don't even have time for 3D shit like that. They're trying to ascend into the fifth dimension.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Nice.
So by the way, we have it. What? What?
I was just going to parlay off of the energy stuff you were talking about. I'm just saying we've been manifesting a lot lately and stuff's really been changing.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to stay on your journaling. Goes well.
Can I say this?
Stay in the vortex.
Here's something that I heard someone say to me, and it's a big time thing. And he said, look, Travis, there's two biggest moments of your life are one, the day you were born, and two, the day you realize what the fuck you're put on earth.
Oh, geez. Aggressive.
But necessary.
Is it?
Yeah, of course. That hit somebody. Somebody was like, oh, that hit me.
When do you find out that when you were put on, I feel like it would be the day you die and you're in heaven and you're like, oh, that's what my life's purpose was, or I did.
No, but you got to find out now.
My life's purpose.
They said one of the saddest things would be you, listeners, becoming an expert at something you don't like.
That's the majority of people.
It fucking is. Now wake up and change your life. And if that just hit you too, then fucking change, dude. Get out of that bullshit job. And you're like, no, I've got a family. I got this. No, you can make a change. And this is not supposed to get motivational right now, but I'm all of a sudden feeling like Tony Robbins.
You can do it. You can make a change. Yeah, you knew a lot about medical sales and medical equipment, and you did not want to be an expert in that.
No, dude. And I was making a bankload, a buttload. I was cranking on some bags.
Cranking on some bags.
After I was smashing Daz.
Hysterical.
Oh, God.
You know, there's probably people that are like, it's got to be true because he's saying it as a joke. And there are people who think that you did. You roasted Dax.
Dax. Yeah. Who cares? I don't give a fuck.
We should get Dax on the show. Ask him if he's still masturbating. And he'd be like, yeah, actually, I'm addicted to internet porn. And be like, oh.
Oh, that's too bad, Dax. Anyway, no, I was going to tell this. So, look, if you're listening right now, of course you're listening. Fuck. We have the ability for you to call in. So if you have a really, really crazy story, if you've got an inspirational story, if you've got something that's like basically noteworthy or cool to talk about on the podcast, give us a call and we can take a segment where we can interview you and talk about you. And it's literally like you are here with us right now. You'd be sitting right here next to us. It would sound the exact same.
Yep.
And then just through your phone. So let us know. And then you can email me at, did you hear my twine come out?
I sure did.
Ring ding. Oh, I told Judy this. Ring ding dilly idio, ring ding dilly io, hey, ring ding di. Who's that, Judy?
A Scottish man.
A Scottish man?
No.
It's a Scottish, like it's a song for a Scottish.
Okay, then I'm right.
Yeah, but you said a Scottish man. I mean, yeah. I theoretically, yeah.
Scotsman?
Yeah, that's sure. But I was like, I was looking for like a Scottish, like a Scottish song or a Scottish theme music or Scottish music.
Scottish.
I think it's a Scottish man. Well, I think it probably is a Scottish man.
You know, all you're doing is busting my chops lately. Busting my chops.
Ugh.
What else?
I don't have anything really for the people to.
How's golf going?
Ugh. So I took up golf and it's been going well, but I gotta get some training. I just don't want to drop, you know.
I liked the lessons that we got.
So okay, we got lessons. We got a hookup through Instagram, and I think was it $100 for three lessons?
Yeah, one of our listeners reached out and recommended a gentleman. I think it was $120 for three lessons,
which is an insane price because the guy that I was talking to yesterday, the course said it's usually $80 to $100 per hour per person.
Oh wow!
So this guy was $100 for three sessions, and I thought that was a steal until he trained us, and then I was like, oh no, fucking wonder it's like you training me, Judy.
Yeah. I know he would just say like, I want you to swing for like, you know.
Swing. It's, I kept saying that. Just swing and just feel swing, good. Yeah. Swing and it feels good.
And
what?
Then he'd watch me and then say, okay, after like 10 or 15 swings, he'd be like, okay, this is what you're doing wrong. And I'm like, okay, why don't you just tell me what to do from the beginning? And we'll go from there.
He was a nice guy.
But he was a nice guy and I still learned a lot. Basically,
no, you did. Because you're brand new.
Dude, right.
You don't even know how to hold the golf club, but
right,
now you
do. I learned how to hold it.
Do you want to go play today?
Yes, I have a showing at 7, though.
Oh, yeah. What time is it now? 4:38.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So I don't think we can.
Well, fuck, Judy. We can play now. We can do something. I just wanted to hang out with you and do a little golf.
Not today.
Because also because you took a shower and you smell good and look good.
Yes.
You do look good. You're showing a little cleavage, too.
Thanks.
Jodes, don't do that. Jesus.
Jesus.
Is not Jesus. I'm sorry for saying Jesus. Anything else? I'm looking at my notes here just because I write down some notes just in case we hit like a dead point. And I'm like, oh, God.
Well, I just thought about Jeff Bezos, and Jeff Bezos went to space. You want to talk about what I've learned recently about that?
Sure.
Okay, so you would think like, oh, wait a second. Space, fuel to get to space. Aren't we in this global pandemic? Or sorry, this global climate change pandemic, really, about
right,
global change and global warming. Why would one of the richest men in the world, you know, go burn all of this carbon emissions into the atmosphere when he's supposed to be for climate control?
Okay.
So he actually donated $10 billion to start a global climate change initiative. $10 billion. When I first read it, I read it as 10 million. I was like, oh, that's like a drop in the water to this guy. $10 billion. That's a big chunk.
That's a huge chunk. And right. What does it do?
It's to fight global, I'm sorry, I keep saying global, climate change, to fight climate change.
Okay.
To research and all sorts of stuff.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Okay. So then he goes to space and I'm like, how much fuel does a rocket need to get to space? And it's like over 800,000 gallons. So it's a lot of fuel to get to space.
Okay.
I'm thinking, did he just donate that money to counteract the fuel that he's emitting into the atmosphere?
Is 800,000 gallons $10 billion?
I don't know. I don't know. Not the cost of gas. I'm not saying he paid for the cost of gas. I'm saying he's...
Yeah, just to counteract, hey, I'm doing this no-no, here's
right,
$10 billion.
But also, too, I was like, why isn't he getting more slack in the press about him going up to space right now when CNN is telling us that global warming is on the rise and heat is rising and it's very scary right now? Why are people not pointing this out, saying this is so weird? What's happening? Oh, I don't know, because he's donating money to all these people, so probably they're not going to talk about it.
Right.
So I wrote this down. So the rocket is actually called the New Shepard Booster Rocket, and that's the rocket that Jeff Bezos took to space.
Okay.
And they're saying that there's no fuel in it, and it's just a mix of hydrogen and liquid oxygen. So they're saying that it was just water vapor coming out of that giant rocket, and it released zero carbon emissions.
That's insane.
I don't buy that.
Oh, you don't buy it.
So I don't buy that at all.
So you think it was 800,000 gallons of real fuel that was burned, and then that's why he gave $10 billion to kind of be like, I'm sorry, but I wanted to get to space.
I don't know what I think.
What you're thinking?
No, because I just think, like, when you read it all individually, it's like, oh, okay. But all together, it doesn't really kind of make sense.
But I've never heard of water vapor shooting people to space. That would be a big change. Wouldn't that be? I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, well, let me tell you.
Oh.
Have you ever heard?
Have
you ever heard of a man named Stan Meyer?
No.
Stan Meyer.
Okay. But I feel like I'm about to learn.
He invented the water-powered engine.
Okay, Stan Meyer. Okay.
After 20 years of research and inventing stuff, Stan Meyer made an engine, a car that was powered by water, and that was it. He even got a patent for it in the 90s, and that would mean what? If you get a patent, then you have to sit and showcase your invention to the patent review board.
Right.
So the patent review board has to say this works, and it works really well, so here's your patent because you invented this. And then you know what happened to Stan Meyer?
He died.
He was at a Cracker Barrel somewhere in the South with a friend and business partner of his,
yeah.
And then two Belgian investors. And I swear to God, multiple sources, I read multiple news articles about this.
It was with two Belgian investors at a Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
Okay. The guy who invented the water power engine.
He's just trying to get
the shit banging. Yeah. Get it going. He's like, dude, I got an invention.
Right. Okay, I got an invention. So they come down and they're meeting with them, and they all clink glasses. Apparently he was drinking cranberry juice, and all cheers. He drinks it. His best buddy says that he grabs his throat, runs out of the restaurant. The buddy runs out after him. He drops to his knees. He's asking Stan, what's wrong? Are you okay? And his last words were, they've poisoned me. And then he died.
Oh my God.
I know. So it's...
That's insane. You know why, obviously. Everyone knows
the oil industry, obviously. Yeah.
Because if that comes out, then there's no money in the oil and they got to get...
Right. So you're telling me the oil industry is allowing Jeff Bezos to just fly that rocket up to space and instead of using fuel? Well, are we just... Where are water powered?
Unless they took Comey's invention and they made it better.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure it was just money. I mean, the cost of water... You don't have to recycle water the way we do in the toilet systems and stuff. You could probably use dirty water to fuel a car, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, very interesting, but I don't buy that we're just letting Jeff Bezos, A, not use fuel at all, and that the oil industry would allow that.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, you heard it here first.
Do you have any thoughts on that? Isn't that kind of like...
A little eye-opening, a little of this, a little magic-y.
That was way too loud.
There's a dial and it went too loud. Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird. I don't know. It's $10 billion is a lot, but if it's a quote-unquote fight climate change, then I guess they have to allocate it. So we'll see what happens, but I don't trust anything, Judy. I think that everybody is in cahoots with somebody.
No, it's all to make money. Yeah. I don't trust anything anyway.
I think that it's probably pretty expensive to go to space.
I would say so.
And if it's crazy, crazy, crazy pollution, then I'm sure he had to pay for that some kind of way.
Was it just him and Richard Branson? Richard Branson and then Jeff Bezos, I think, said he wanted to do it first, and Richard Branson cut in line and went. But right. Jeff Bezos was like, well, then I'll go up with the youngest and the oldest person to ever go to space. And he brought it like a teenager and this lady who missed out on going to the moon.
But I don't understand what the fascination. They're like, we're going to race to space. It's like, okay, cool.
Because when you have infinite amount of funds, what else can you do? And the only thing to do is
And then he go came back. Space. Bezos came back and he said a bunch of dumb shit. He was like, you guys funded this for me. You funded my dreams. And people got pissed. And it's like, guys, I mean, what do you think? He built a product. You bought the product. He used the money to do something with it. So, like, I don't understand why people are upset. Like,
Funded meaning like the Amazon money?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it's his money. What are you talking about? Right. It's his services. I mean, dude, I mean, he's rich as fuck, but like, Amazon works fine. It works great for me. Yeah. I understand. It's a shit thing.
Yeah, I get it. It's great. It's very convenient for the consumer. very convenient. And
he's getting paid.
I don't want to tell anybody what to do with their money, but I would say if he did try to develop third world countries or put in some wells, how about not even develop it? How about just give them like one electricity pole and a well, some clean water type shit?
Oh, yeah. Does
that then maybe I'd like him more. But just going to space with your like one squinty eye.
Dang.
Your fucking little penis head.
We just gave $10 billion away, Judy.
To who? To lobbyists? To some charitable thing that's doing money laundering
so he can go
to space?
I'm with you. I'd rather
who knows?
I'm with you. I'll say the last thing I'll say is I'd rather than just give it to some quote-unquote charity or whatever, I would rather see, like, hey, watch this shit. Like, you can physically see 20 light poles going. You can physically see a let's create a river. You can physically see the money being used.
Right. And, you know, I would assume that you could get a tax write-off by donating stuff to third world countries, donating food to the hunger. So when people, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, she was like, oh, well, you know, it's all for tax write-off. I'm like, yeah, but anything charitable could be tax write-off. You could actually help people and it would be a tax write-off.
But how do you, I mean, I have no idea what Jeff Bezos is doing. How do you have any idea what he's been giving money to? You have no idea. You're just kind of assuming right now. I just want to poke a hole in it because I love you. But I mean, like, dude, how do we know he hasn't built 400 houses already?
Because the media loves Jeff Bezos and they love to talk about things people are doing.
Okay.
So they would have told us. But let's see.
Well,
no.
I just looked down and I said, for my quiet notes, like we hit a quiet point. It says Dax, jack off story. But I didn't even have to talk about that. Underneath it, it says Thai massage rape.
Okay, I just typed in top list of biggest charitable givers of 2020. Jeff Bezos donated 15 hours ago $100 million to CNN contributor.
Yeah, they're giving it to the charity. He gave $100 million to one guy and $100 million to another guy, and they donated it to their charity. So $200 million. He's like, hey, I fly to space, hand out $200 million, hand out $10 billion over here. Jeff Bezos has a lot of money. I think he's making money every single second of the day. He literally can't give it away quick enough.
Okay, Market Realist, from 2000 to 2017, he donated approximately $68 million. So $68 million within a 17-year span, and now he's doing two and a half, three times the amount of that in 1 year.
He just did $10
billion. But that's also his own charity.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a thing he's part of.
There's some kind of thing that I heard that if, this was a couple years ago, Jeff Bezos was so rich that if he dropped a $100 bill, it's better for him to just keep walking because it's a waste of time and money for him to go pick it up because he's already made like $200, $300 by the time he goes to pick up the $100 he dropped. So it's fuck it, it's pointless, just leave it, go. You know what I mean?
That's so crazy.
Dude, it's nuts.
It's nuts. It really is nuts. Jeff Bezos. What did Jeff Bezos work on or develop before Amazon? Because you had PayPal with Elon Musk.
I don't know enough about Jeff.
Have you seen the photos of, it's like one photo of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos at lunch together in like the early 90s where they both are not billionaires yet and look a little interesting.
Dude, the famous photo I've seen of Jeff Bezos, the one with the Amazon banner hanging, it's like a busted ass office and he's sitting there. And I've even seen a video when they walk into him. Dude, he looks horrible. He's like,
yeah.
You know, they both had a glow up, you know, and he's like sitting there and he's
right,
all
they
beat
both
up.
Worked their dick off.
Yeah, apparently. They worked really hard. And so they're like, what are you doing, Jeff? Like, we're all going to like basically hang out and do stuff. He's like, I'm just going to be working on this thing. And they're like, what do you call it again? He's like, it's called Amazon.
You know, I wasn't part of his whole divorce scandal. Like, I didn't pay any attention to that. Do you have any details? Because I recently heard, oh my God, remember when he was cheating on his wife with a news anchor or a journalist or something, super dark black or brown hair, maybe a little Latina flair. I can't remember what her name is. She's got to be like in her mid 40s or so, and was text messaging her like, I just want to wake up with you and read the newspaper with you in the mornings, like romantic stuff, like trying to, you know, just being a guy. And the news anchor's brother released all of those text messages. And that's why Jeff Bezos ended up getting divorced because he got caught. But he's still with the woman who's the news journalist, even though the brother, her brother, released all those photos. So it's very interesting.
Well, we can't break love, Judy.
No, I know. I'm just like, what's that family dynamic?
I bet that was the best thing possible.
Totally. And then it's like, did Jeff know the brother was going to do that and he wanted him to do that?
Sure. He's like, I'll give you like 20 mil. Just drop this bomb. He's like, all right, done.
Sure. But then, like, you're such a wimp. Jeff Bezos was married to this woman before, Mackenzie, his ex-wife, before. That's why she has billions. Before he had his billions.
He's like us.
Before you have your billions.
Yeah.
Right. And I'll take half that shit.
Well, we're getting a divorce?
I don't know. You texting other ladies?
Who are they?
I don't know. Don't remember their names.
I'm texting Dax.
You are texting Dax. All right. Know. So you didn't hear anything about that?
No, Judy, I don't fucking follow them. I'm trying to grow our business. I'm trying to do stuff. I'm not fucking following Jeff Bezos.
I was just curious if divorce. Dude, you know some trivial bullshit.
All right. Well, I don't know anything about Jeff's divorce. I know that she probably got a shit ton. I know it didn't affect anything for him because he just gave away $10 billion and then $200 million. So he got a divorce. He flew to space, gave $10 billion away, gave $200 million away, and he's still fucking killing it. He is not phased at all. He's like, have fun, girl. I'm going to go smash young cake. I'm going to have fun with that. And I'm going to spend lots of money. I have my 500. Dude, and he bought a $500 million yacht. Dude, he's fucking balling. He doesn't even know how not to run out of money. He's like, it just keeps growing, Trav.
Where does Jeff Bezos live?
I don't know. Probably Washington. A lot of people live up in Washington State.
I know. It's pretty.
Bill Gates lives up there. My buddy Jesse took me on a fucking boat. We went around there and saw Bill's house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've seen the photos of his lakefront lakefront, right? Or is it oceanfront? No, I think it's lakefront.
There's a story about the Microsoft guy, not Bill Gates, the other one who died, something Paul. Oh, fuck. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, probably. But anyway, super rich. And the thing was, is that you weren't allowed to have a helicopter on the property, his backyard. He wanted a helicopter. And they said, you know, you can't do it. It's HOA, blah, blah, blah. So he built.
Paul Allen.
That's what it is. So he built a fucking island right outside of his backyard. And it's like floating in the middle of the lake. And it's, for some reason, that was like a loophole. And he just parked his fucking helicopter there.
Oh,
so, you know, I'll just build an island.
Yeah.
So fuck yourself.
I'll just bring in how many tons of sand to build an island?
They're like, Paul, do you have enough money for that? And he's like, oh, yeah, plenty of money.
Oh, my God.
Can easily do this. So I'm going to build an island. Try to do it in my backyard. You said no. So now I have to build an island, which is fine with me.
What's going on with the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce?
Dude, I can't do this anymore. I can't talk about any more
money.
No, I can't talk about these
billions.
People. They're all fucking rich. That's all we need to know.
Billions of dollars.
Judy's like, did you hear? Let's talk about another boring person's divorce.
A billionaire. That's all I was saying. A billionaire. And didn't say boring person. It said billionaire with a B, bitch.
Jeez. Yeah. You guys hear that? You guys hear that verbal abuse?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Well, what you're saying is unbelievable.
All right.
These people are curious. Our listeners are curious. I'm curious. You know anything about Bill and Melinda Gates getting divorced?
Okay, sure. Fair enough. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. By the way, you look good.
I know. When are you taking me out?
Well, I can take you out tonight.
Too tired.
What?
I know. Just dude. Like, I think doing the showings, and I've got a big day
God,
tomorrow.
I keep forgetting about that showing. What is it for? It's for a nice lease?
Yeah, it's for a $7,000 lease. Our client's cousin. So I'm just going to show her this, and she's super low maintenance. She's wonderful.
Am I going with you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, what time is it now? It's 5. It's in 2 hours. We got to go. I need to stretch. Let's kill this.
You got
to
get mentally prepared.
Got to get ready for this. Got to start cracking my neck. It's been an hour and 3 minutes.
No, she's not going to be a draining client. She's a very nice, wonderful lady. I've had wonderful conversations with her. I'm looking forward to meeting her in person, actually.
No one said she was going to be a draining client.
Well, you're like, I got to get ready. You're like doing jumping jacks. Dax. Dax, peg me.
What?
Is it still pegging if you're a girl?
I don't know. Isn't that normal sex or like, I don't know, Judy.
You
cannot get into this, Judy.
Oh.
We're not doing this.
Peg me.
No, we're not, Judy. We're going to end this. Guys, we can't be unfiltered. And leave us a comment or a YouTube or something like that. Dude, we literally need growth, more growth on our YouTubes.
Oh, just on the YouTube. we're good on all fronts. Podcast app, YouTube app, whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah.
Yep.
But leave a comment on the iTunes app.
Yeah, or a little thumbs up on YouTube. That'd be helpful.
Oh, I'll take a thumbs up.
Take a thumbs up in real life.
You don't even have to listen. Just go in that bitch. Just tap thumbs up and get out.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? Okay, Judy, any final words for them?
I'm already exhausted.
My final words is free Britney.
Free Britney. Oh, didn't even get to talk about Britney Spears.
No, we're not doing that. Oops. I hit that accidentally. It's crickets, Judy.
Maybe we should do a part two for a bonus episode of Free Britney where I tell you everything I know about Britney Spears. Dude, and we go down the timeline.
On a serious note, do you want to just do your own Free Britney podcast and then we just upload it? That's fuck. Who gives a shit? I don't care at all. And
it's no, like, but if you need the details of Free Britney, reach out to me.
How about this? If you guys want,
I'll point you in the right direction. There's an Instagram page. It's called.
No, don't tell them anything, Judy.
Yeah, I'll tell
them.
Don't
lose your leverage.
It's not leverage. It is any fan of Britney's is a fan of mine. Instagram handle is House of Habit. House of Habit. It's a woman. I believe she's a journalist. And she shares, she actually was in the courtroom hearing Britney's testimony firsthand and reported a lot of stuff about that. And her most recent.
What are you
hearing.
Doing?
I'm just giving them 30 seconds.
We don't want to hear it. No one wants to hear it.
They do.
We don't want to go on a tangent to Britney Spears.
It's not a tangent about Britney Spears. You shut your fucking mouth.
Okay. All right.
So she posts a lot of updates every day. She has got the inside scoop from everyone. It's in her stories. And then also she has highlights, saved highlights. Britney 1, Britney 2, Britney 3, Britney 4, Britney 5, Britney 6, and Britney 7. I have only, because I discovered her, I felt I was pretty caught up. So once I discovered her, she was on 5. So I have watched highlights Britney 5, 6, and 7. And I'm like, oh my God. Like God smacked. Jeez. I'm just dumbfounded.
That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. So get your info there, because talking to Travis about Britney Spears, he looks at me like I'm like he's watching paint dry.
He looks at me like he's already met her. You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus.
Well.
One time.
Do you think, dude, I think that maybe I could have gotten Britney.
What are you doing? Delusional land. Let's go. And on that note, everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. Manifest the heck out of it. Stay positive. Make a lot of money. Attract that money. Health is wealth. Drink a juice. Go chase the bag. No, chase. Receive. Attract. Don't chase.
Wait.
No. Oh. This one. There you go. Magic.
Okay. I'm going to do my magic voice. Somebody play that fucking magic.
All right. Well.
That's it. Dude, you're dragging. That is it. I'm pushing this in 10 seconds.
I want to talk more about Jeff Bezos.
No, bye-bye.